Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on February 5th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Tanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about opposition political parties in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, please call us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can get us on www.voazimbabwe.com or www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us again. Once again, you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about the MDC Alliance and other opposition groups in Zimbabwe.
There is tension in the MDC Alliance, with some of the leaders fighting over the control of the group, as MDC tea leader Morgan Tsvangirai is receiving treatment in South Africa for cancer of the colon.
Some members of the MDC Alliance have clashed in public with indications that Tsvangirai's absence is having a negative impact on the opposition group. This comes at a time when a new formation called the New Patriotic Front is being allegedly crafted by Generation 40, an ousted faction of the ruling ZANU-PF party.
At the same time, former Vice President Joyce Mujuru of the National People's Party is the leader of yet another opposition group, the Zimbabwe Rainbow Coalition. Are these groups ready for the forthcoming crucial elections?
If you want the answer, it's all with you. So join the show right now. Here is the number that you need to call. 001-202-619-2077. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077. Yabakambe, Zurugandaba, lingalichona njani lapeli kona kuna ngapo, tinalapake lo wandesia pila. Lamta njeke skuluma ngomanyano, we-MDC Alliance, lamanya nje amabandla achieneyo, kanye njalo laminye, lamanya eminye mbanyano, elingabeliyazi, kuna ngape Zimbabwe. Siya wazi kule utuwa Zimbabwe Rainbow Coalition, lukunyo kuchieneyo. So ke, lamla kukinu kuti dikulume, lesi chelu kutu kamba njani, sibuenile ke MDC Alliance kuti ungani, kule kutonsela na kunyo umangalisa ayo, umnumzano chamisa, kuzobuya lomnumzano mturi, ungani bagi bangani bagi klabana, mpakatini. So ngaphandle kwaloko ngasese sizokuthola MDC Alliance kabadonsi ndawonye kuzobuya la ku Zimbabwe Rainbow Coalition kungala kokunjalo so ke nxa sisikhangela lamanye amabandla kungala njalo kunjalo sibili kukhanya zani kuyahlupha kakhulu bawandi asikube ngomfowethu
yeah. Nasi tiri kutarisa kusawirirana kuri mumasangano amapato ezvematongero enyika mapato edu aya ava akawanda zvokuti kuzvinezvi pamwe vazhinji havachanzwisisa kuti bataro anofanira kutevera nderipi kune kusawirirana muutungamiri hwemamwe mapato akabatana anonzi maalliance aya zvikuru sei muMDCT Alliance kune kusawirirana kuripo pakati pevatungamiri varipo vatevedzeri vavatsvangirai and kunezve mamwe mapato akabatanawo futi muRainbow Coalition inotungamirwa namai Mujuru saka mapato osaya kuti akagadzirira here sarudzo iri kuuya nokuti vari kupedza nguva kazhinji vachingopopotedzana pachavo saka nhasi toda kuti timbonyatsotarisa magariro avakaita mashanduro avakaita nezviri kuitika mumapato iwayaya kuti vachakwanisa here kuzokwikwidza zvakanaka zvakasimba zvokuti vangakunda boka riri kutonga rezanu PF
ye kunjalo ke uyaibeka kuhle indaba yetu umnumzana Wande siyabona ke kula bantu asebengenile kulapha ke ku VOA Studio 7 Ndebele ku Facebook page so lingakhohlwa we are live streaming on VOA Studio 7 VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele So utabani mlalazi kuti I'm watching guys kuzobuya apostle media ndube kuti I'm watching you from Johannesburg kuzobuya njalo nomsunduzwa Ndlovu kuti ngikona ngale Oliver Tambo International Airport Taiman Mayo lawu tukona siyabonga kakhulu lonke eselingene konapa sizobona labanye sibila kade besithumezele imlayezo lemnengi kulojaha lapho kutwa ngujabo ujabo uthi ye bafowethu ngiyalizwa sibili yakhuluma MTC alliance lay kungani thina asizwisisi ukuthi uzokuhamba njani silethemba lokuthi bazalungisa konke okuhluphayo ye uyakhuluma lapha kwemnumzana so ke nxa sesikhangela njalo kulabanye abathumeza imlayezelo besithi iMTC alliance kungani akukho okuhluphayo so singazi ukuthi ke abantu bathini Mr. Wande so some people are saying you know there is a lot of you know attention within the MTC alliance but others are saying no this is just something that is superficial so there seems to be this kind of belief that all is well but when you actually saw yesterday some kind of tension between Mr. Chamisa and Mr. Mzuri these are two vice presidents so maybe some are saying it's because of the fact that Mr. Tsvangirai is not around
it's very unfortunate that after working so hard for this alliance you know it should be facing such problems in his absence there is no question that there is a problem within or among these alliances mainly to do at the top at the leadership level it's not the people at the bottom it's just those people up there who seem to be creating the notorious factions within in political alliances it's unfortunate again that these things have to happen at this crucial time with only a few months to go
or maybe it's a question of you know transformation of these parties anyway we've got one of our guests Mr. Believe Gaule is an PF activist he's based in Cholocho that is Matebe North province Mr. Gaule good evening and welcome to the program
evening good day good today evening listeners
thank you so good much evening. Baba so akutsho baba Gaule ngesilungu sibili ukuthi there is sort of like some clashes within some opposition parties and when we go to the ZANU-PF side it seems as if you are running for your money following the formation or maybe the supposed launching of the new patriotic front it has not been launched but there are proposals that are coming in with people saying the new patriotic front is fronted by the former president and other functionaries so are you afraid of this new formation
we are not afraid of this new formation not at all we are not losing any sleep for over such development
can you reduce your volume can you reduce the volume of your radio
Oh, yes.
Yes,
we are not moved even an inch.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, Zimbabwe is a democratic country, and Zimbabwe is a multi-party state. And if ever there are any parties that are to be formed, let them be formed. Maybe, I don't know. We have quite a number of parties here in Zimbabwe. That is, maybe they range more than 50 or so. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is that really they are welcome and welcome in this game of politics.
But would you allow the former president to actually be part of the group, or maybe you can end up terminating his benefits? You know.
No, but. One wonders really how come an old man of. Above 94, coming back into field of politics, what hell of a thing is that? To me, it sounds a bit awkward, and I simply don't understand it. But anyway, that man is bitter. It shows what type of a man he is, and this is exactly what he is. But then we mustn't be bothered about such development even then. But we must remain focused. Because some of these things that might also divert our attention on really issues and matters to do with rebuilding the nation, reviving the economy, and such. But really, that one is is a matter of no substance even then. We need not to ponder much over such issues. We need to remain really focused and really with something to do with reviving our economy, rebuilding our country for the benefit of the nation and the generations to come. But really, it's very disturbing that the opposition is in shambles, is in tatters. And this is really the way that I can use to describe the situation within the opposition parties. But the problem is that these people are power hungry, and they fail to even abide by their own constitution, their own Bible of the party, which is their own constitution. That is why there are squabbles all over. People who are power hungry, people, you know, they all want to become presidents. So how many presidents can we have? We need only one president for the country and for the party. So these people must be patient and wait for their opposite time to come. But then it would appear as if Tsvangirai maybe created that problem when he picked the two vice presidents for his party. And even then, this alliance that we're talking about, it has already failed before these people came together to start this new movement called the whatever alliance they call themselves. But then it is clear that they are doomed to fail. And there's nothing that you can talk about. There is nothing really that you can see as a party, ZANU-PF. But all what we are making ready is for us. We are preparing for elections. Let's go for elections as our constitution, and that is that.
Thank you very much, Baba Kaule. Ubambe konapho ke ungayika chana sibone ke ukuthi kumbe uhande ngaba lo mbuzo angakubuza wona.
Mr. Kaule, what I would like to understand is how do your leadership view the situation within the party? We cannot ignore the existence of factions at the moment. One faction was able to win the power in government and in the party, and then the other faction is there somewhere. We are made to understand that they are there, they are alive, and they are fighting back in some way. How do you expect to deal with this kind of situation other than to ignore it? Are you making any attempts to reconcile as a party, or you have stuck to your guns to make sure that the other faction is totally vanquished, never to come back again?
That I don't like. It's like my brother getting worried about a dead donkey. That is the term Callistus is of use sometimes when he referred to ZAPU.
Right.
But then I'm saying again today, to me, this is clear. We might as well be referring to a dead donkey when we talk about this information that you are talking about.
Mm.
And then, to me, it's a dead donkey. To me, comrades, we are wasting our time talking about a dead donkey. To me, it really matters. How can they come back, these people? Surely, honestly, how do they come back? How do they resurrect? How can a dead donkey rise from death? Really, it's really a miracle. I think that can be performed by the Son of Man, by God only. Because to me, those people had their time, and those people failed. And this is the time now we are saying, let's give this new government, this new regime, that opportunity to demonstrate whether they are capable or not. And this is the time we must all rally behind the new regime, give them the support that they deserve. Remember,
that is very understandable, Mr. Kaule. What I was trying to get from you is whether you are ignoring their existence or whether you are doing something about it. That's what I wanted to understand, because they are there. You know that they are there. They are all over the internet. They are all over the place. They are giving interviews everywhere. So their existence is not in doubt. What I wanted to get from you was whether you as a party are trying to do something to calm the situation and to get all your people under one roof. That is what I was trying to get from you.
Yes, I think they're doing that intentionally just to divert our attention from real issues, from bread and butter issues for this nation.
Yes.
But they are doing it deliberately just to divert our attention from real issues. And this is exactly what they are doing. But they are not winning even then. Because no one is bothered. They are history. And they are gone, and let's forget about them.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yabonga kakhulu ke baba Kahule, ubambe konapho ungayindawo. So there are some people that are sending messages here on Facebook. And another one that is sending his message, that has sent his message apart from those that we mentioned earlier on, is Musa Nkonkoni. He says, I'm watching you guys from China.
Yeah.
China, right?
Yeah.
Then Bagazi Tichani. Thanks, Musa Konangapoke Lapokona. Then Msunduzwa Dlovu says, can you call me, guys? We tried to call you, Msunduzwa, today. Because last week we actually tried, but your phone had a problem. Then Nomakabo says, Tsvangirai shouldn't have selected three VPs in the first place. No wonder the confusion. Not sure why he did that. Lapa Makabo, uthi umnumzana uTsvangirai kwakungamelanga adinge abasekeli abathathu. Uthi khonokho ke waphambanisa ngakho sibili okunye okumangalisayo. Singazi ukuthi ubaba uMkhwana sesilayini ecingweni. So we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. George Mkhwananzi. He belongs to the People's Democratic Party, led by Mrs. Lucia Matibenga. Mr. Mkhwananzi, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Dube. How are you?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Sithange sinto sibili baba Mkhwananzi. Siyabona sibili ukuthi ku-MDC Alliance ngale ngani kunzima. Kuzobuya lakini ngapha ke ku-Rainbow Zimbabwe Rainbow Coalition ngani sibili kudonswa nzima. So ke kambe amabandla aphikisayo azimisele yini ukungena kukhetho ebambene kumbe azangena nje emaqamqamu?
Mangiqale ngokubonga ithuba othe wangipha lona ukuthi nami ngikwazi ukuphawula phezu kwalolu daba. Ngibuye njalo ngifise ukuqala ngokuqondisa ukuthi elethi ibandla igama lelo kuthiwa yiZimbabwe Rainbow Coalition, kuthiwa yi-People's Rainbow Coalition ekhokhelwa unkosikazi uJoyce Ntuli. Ngithi mase nithe ngaphawula kanjalo ngiqhubeke ngithi hhayi, yebo siyezwa ukuthi nithi nina izinto kazimanga kahle emabandleni aphikisayo, kodwa ke kwelethi ibandla akunjengoba nisitsho, ngoba thina elethi ibandla lizinzile, akukho ukuzulelwa ngamanqe. Njalo inhlelo zethu ziyaqhubeka kahle, ziyahamba, kuyaphunywa kuyiwe ebantwini. Yikubona kulona lelisonto elidlulileyo kube khona ukuhlaselwa ngabantu bezanu, kukhomba ukuthi umfutho bayawuzwa ukuthi lapho kunyathele khona-ke unkosikazi Joyce Mturu usuka kuzamazama umhlaba. Yebo, siyezwa ngalaba abe-MDC Alliance. Angisilo lunga labo-ke, nami ngibhekile ngiyabona okwenzakala khona, kodwa ngakutho ukuthi kusobala ukuthi labana abantu basenkingeni yokuswela ubukhokheli, ngesizathu sokuthi obengumkhokheli noma ngithi ongumkhokheli walelo bandla umuntu osebangwa lezibi ngenxa yomkhuhlane womdlavuza. Yikho-ke laba abanye abasuke baqokwa baba bathathu ukuthi babe ngabasekeli bakhe bayalwa, bayadlephana, akuvunyelwana. Okusho ukuthi ngamafithane ibandla le-MDC Alliance alilayo inkokheli, alilaye umuntu elimbeka ukuthi alimele njenge-presidential candidate yalo ukhetho lolo luzayo.
So ngicela ukufaka ngesikhiwa nje 1 minute khonokho baba.
What I would like to reiterate is that when it comes to the People's Rainbow Coalition, we are not undergoing any crisis. It's a stable party that is fast growing, as you can see from the reactions of the other parties that are, you know, on the field, including the attack that happened to the PRC President Joyce Mturu during the weekend. But I can also say from where I'm standing that I can see a lot of crisis in both ZANU-PF and MDC Alliance. In the MDC Alliance, we see that the party is undergoing a very serious crisis as a result of the ill health of its president, Morgan Tsvangirai. And as a result of that, the three vice presidents who were, you know, picked up to assist Thokozani Khupe are fighting amongst themselves. And as things stand now, the MDC Alliance doesn't have a presidential candidate. As for ZANU-PF, ZANU-PF does not also have a presidential candidate, because in Emmerson Mnangagwa, they are going to be featuring somebody who is very new on the political arena, who has never been tested. His popularity is not well known. Actually, there is a belief that he is unpopular and unelectable. So the only candidate who seems to enjoy a massive popularity is Joyce Mturi of the People's Rainbow Coalition.
Thank you very much. And by the way, Mr. Kaule referred to that dead donkey kind of expression. You still remember when Callister said it? But then when the election outcome was so clear, whenever, you know, it had to be given to the public. And apparently, Callister Sindlovu lost that election. And I still remember vividly, Mr. Wande, when Poet Maliki cartooned Callister Sindlovu.
Yes.
With those kicks. You still remember the kicks?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, meaning that maybe Mr. Kaule, a dead donkey can turn around and do wonders at times, eh? So, I guess you still remember that kind of cartoon by Poet Maliki.
I guess dead donkeys have a way of attracting attention.
Exactly.
After they are dead.
Yeah. So, maybe let's go back to Ubaba Kaule. Baba Kaule, nxa sesikhuluma ke ngakhonoku okwenzakala kubandla leZANU-PF. Siyabona ukuthi konoku iNew Patriotic Front naleyi siyenze ukuthi lethuke ye, lethuke sibili. Kodwa libone ngazani ke bangavunyelwa yini sibili ukuthi bavule ibandla bengatshaywa. Ngoba siyabona ukuthi nxa sokuyi Generation 40 ubuye neTeam Lacoste lokho kukhona. Kuloko kuzondana khonapho. So kungenza ukuthi kungabe lokutshana kuyini. Kungavela ngaphi kusiya ngaphi.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu Gibbs, yazi ukuthi okuliqiniso yikuthi abantu laba bavunyelwe ukuthi babumbe ibandla labo. Mina ngithanda ukuthi ngithi bakhululekile ukuthi benze ibandla labo, benze lokho abakufisayo ukuthi benze. Akhankathe silokhu semthethweni womthetho welizwe ukuthi ibandla ngalinye ngalinye lile ndlela yokukhankasa sibili likhululekile, ngoba ilizwe lethu leli it's a multi-party state, elamabandla amaningi avunyelwe ukuthi akhankase. Kodwa-ke engithanda ukuthi ngikutsho lapha yikuthi bona laba bantu ngabantu ngizaphinda njalo ukuthi idonki efileyo lei ukhalisazi wayengabonako selidilalibo wayebona idonki eleleyo wathi file meke ngiyefileyo kwidonki ngalesinyuka lidonki ngoba izayenza abantu beyibalekele le donki yakhona inuka okumangalisayo kwaukuthi into yakhona inyanyisa wonke umuntu vele ngendlela enjalo arrangement yabona if people come together vele i-agenda yokuba bita bevele belokuzile baesezinto yokuthi vele abanye abantu babebona ukuthi genuine people wabonayo ukuthi laba bantu laba ba-serious ngomsebenzi bafuna ukuwenza baloyo nto bafuna ukuhlenga abantu bafuna ukwenza but laba abantu abazondileyo laba hhayi labo asingachitha isikhathi eshuwa ziseningini zami nezinto eziningi zokwenza sibili sitshona sikhuluma ngabantu abasebephelelwe abaphelelwe ngumbono lokunakano lento yonke akunalutho
Mr. Kaule, you just heard Mr. Mkwananzi a few minutes ago. One of the things that he stated is that your party does not have a presidential candidate, that he is unpopular and he is virtually inelectable. What do you say about that?
To me, he is someone who is trying to decampaign my president. What I can tell you is that one is the excellent material that we have in ZANU-PF, or in Zimbabwe, should I say. Even if you can find out from guys in the opposition that when Mnangagwa was Speaker of Parliament, he demonstrated He demonstrated this above board that he's one of the best, should I say, excellent material that we have in this country. That man, he has demonstrated, even that is why the Western bloc, these people are now very much interested in Mnangagwa because of what he has demonstrated to the world, not to Zimbabwe, but to the world. Look at what he did, how he contributed to this forum in Switzerland. He demonstrated that Zimbabwe is open for business. And what else do you want? And during his inauguration, he demonstrated that he was a leader. He has a president for each and every Jack and Jill in Zimbabwe, for everyone.
From all
the political parties. And that's why he said people mustn't put regalia on that day.
He demonstrated.
And Mnangagwa, to me, is the best, is the excellent material that we have. Who can make Mnangagwa with opposing parties? Bring them forward and become elections.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Kaole. I think we've got a caller, Mr. Lovemore. Baba Lovemore, kunjani? Lovemore, uyaphila?
Angiyaphila, baba.
Yeah, akutsho ukuthi wena ubona njani umanyano we-MTC Alliance, njalo lakho konke okwenzakala kwezombusazwe weZimbabwe?
Mina bembona leli bandle abazama ukulivusa lengwebathi Patriotic Front leli aliyindawo leli ubaba lokhuluma uqinisile idonke efileyo. Mina ngithi Mnangagwa lokho okwenzayo eZimbabwe is absolutely 100%. Mnangagwa sasingathemba ukuthi angenza into enje. IZimbabwe lamhlanje iyaphuma ebugqileni and sesi after 10 years ngibona ngani mina siyabe sikude kabi, siyabe singeni lezoni lesithembiswa ngomnangagwa. Mnangagwa sisize kakhulu lezinto ezinyama sezitshintshile eZimbabwe, sokulo change olukhulu kakhulu.
Olunjengani baba?
Sokulo change ungakhangela vele even labelungu lapha sebanikeza i-99 yelizwe okufana lapha abantu abamnyama i-5 yeliyani isikhansiliwe. Izinto eziningi seziyiven lama-companies manje sekuthola 100% okungafani le-50%. Umnangagwa is for business man, uyabona uyabiza ama-investors eZimbabwe the way owenza ngakhona.
Ye, nxa sesikhuluma nge-indigenization law ayikaguqulwa, kukhanya ngazani basayilungisa nje ukuthi guqule. Nxa ukuthi beyiguqula kumele beyidalele ephalamende. So kunjalo-ke nxa sesikhangela sibili baba, sikhangela iqiniso sibili ukuthi i-MTC Alliance yenzani, ubona ngazani izanqoba yini kumbe vele isichithekene?
I-MTC Alliance ichithekile vele, ngabe into le bayilungise before uTswangera wavele wastep down kwangena uNelson Chamisa. Manje still malokho kunje ngoba manje akubonakali ukuthi uTswangera engabuya amakancane kungena uChamisa at least, ngoba manje ama-election seseduze. Nake ngibona ukuthi vele ne-MTC asikhohlweni sibhekene lo esesimkhangeleni uMnangagwa. Umnangagwa kulo change olukhulu olubise eZimbabwe okuningi-ningi konke lalokhu laba abakuvusayo lokho kwabo-Jonathan Moyo out vele asikhohlweni ngahle into le yabayivusayo iphathi le evusa i-andisisekelo senzondo asikhohlweni ngalokho idonke esile uqinisileni ubaba.
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke labo ungadina kusasa baba, ulale kahle.
Siyaphila baba.
Yes, so that is Mr. Lovemore. He's very adamant that Mr. Mnangagwa is doing the right thing, and he says forget about the new Patriotic Front and forget about any other party. You know, Mr. Mnangagwa is the real man. So he believes that he'll be elected the next president again of Zimbabwe. Mm. Anyway, when he came in, he wasn't elected. It was through that kind of military intervention, you know. So I don't know whether we can get a reaction from Kaole. Maybe we can ask a question there.
Because we spoke to him earlier. Mr. Kaole, what gives you the confidence that your candidate can do this, and win the election for you? Because we have come a long way with all these people while they were one in the, before these factions. He has been in government for all these years. What is it that you can point out to us that he did in his 37 years in government? What are his achievements that you can put out there for people to see?
thank you very much. That's a very good question, and I like that question. And let me say this to you, that that's a very good question that I would want to answer. Mnangagwa was in this government, and he was not the president of this country, but he was a minister, and he was serving under Mugabe. He didn't want some of the things that were done by this government. That is why now he is the rightful person and is doing corrections, those corrections. And this other time when he was vice president, he didn't like some of these things that were implemented, some of these things. But you know what? When he was in China, he came out in the open to say, guys, we blundered here and there, but let's swallow our pride and face reality. We are not going anyway, the route that you are using. And some people were not happy about that when he came back. And then he was labeled, he was so many names by some of his enemies within the government. You know what Mugabe is? To me, Mugabe, him, he's a dictator, that man. And he didn't even entertain other ideas from other people, but he wanted to do things on his own. And that is why Mnangagwa is the rightful person to correct all those mistakes that were done, and this is the man that is going to do it. And he has demonstrated. I don't know whether some people really, you know, from what Mnangagwa has done since two months in office, but look at what he's done. A lot of changes, a lot of things. And this is exactly what we all need to appreciate. And really, let's give him the support that he deserves. And that is the right man for the job. To me, Mnangagwa is the excellent material that we have. And right. Let's give him the support that he deserves.
Okay, Mr. Galdo, stay on the line. We'll come back to you. Let's have one of our callers. We'll come back to you and continue this the discussion. Muripo Erap, muri kutinzwa.
Muripo.
Makadi nenyu.
Ndofara zvangoma handizvizi.
Zvishoma zvishoma. Tibatsirewo nenyaya nhasi. Munozviona sei?
Right. President vari kuita zvakanaka. Tokupenjwa pachati chaichai kuburika chaiko chaiko. Tongofanira kuva nefocus anoda kutengwa zvakanyanya. Kogoto zinyekenyeke ramuka kuMPC ro haranyanya vanhu vari kungoda hukura vana basa nevanhu. Isi kuda vanhu vane basa nevanhu ndovata kungoda. Kuda kurarama. Kurarama ndopatoka vane basa nevanhu kuda kuda. Hatikada kutsvaka zvizhinji. Zvavo taangotsvaka munhu ata kumutsa vanhu.
Saka munhu uyu mungamuwana kupi? Ndanzwa mati zvemunoda kutsvaga munhu anomutsa vanhu. Saka ndiri kubvunza kuti munomuona kupi? Kovesa vari mudariro munovashorei?
Kuna Mnangagwa angangonhonga. Tingangonhonga ikoko bhozi matiri kupinda munenge makanako. Ende ngavagare pashoko ravo. Mukuzobva kwakaipa manje. Ngavagare pashoko vagara pashoko nyika inosumuka. Inosumuka munhu oita nitori nechido chacho chaicho chokutaitese nyika yasumuka. Ndinoda kunzwa kuti rumwe zvinhu mahara.
Hai, tinotenda zvikuru. He is saying that he's sick and tired of the chaos in the MDC, and he's blaming the leadership that they are just self-serving. They are thinking of themselves and not about the people in general. So he says that all he wants is to see people leading normal lives without all this infighting and political misunderstandings that are occurring within the political parties right now. And he feels that there is some hope in Mnangagwa as a candidate and as a leader, and that he hopes that he keeps his word about a lot of the things that he's saying and talking about, but otherwise he is prepared to give it a go.
Mm-hmm. And we actually invited Mr. Takias Monzora, who is the Secretary General of the MTCT. We are still trying to get through to him. And his phones are almost down. So maybe it's the network problem. Mr. Monzora, if you are hearing us right now, can you release your phones? We are looking for you, Mr. Monzora.
Yeah, we were hoping yes. for his side of the story, which yes. is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
His political party and the alliance are in a crisis. We cannot avoid mm-hmm. that. And it would have been an opportunity for him to explain yes. what is going on, because in the absence of the real information, people mm-hmm. tend to exaggerate, and that is not good for, yes. for any organization. But let's hope that he will join us before
Certainly, Mr. Wande. Yes. And for those people that are joining us right now, tonight we're talking about opposition political parties in Zimbabwe. So, ngizokuthola silo baba Nkomo, icingweni, baba Nkomo kunjani?
Ngiyaphila
kunjani? Hayi, kakhulu Nkomo ye, phose lakho baba.
Ye, ngizaqala ngezano first. Izano singakhohlwa ukuthi masiya vota ila ma city a free awazinikeza wona. Abantu beZimbabwe abangakwaziwa la manje. Then bese kubuya iposa le ayiphalyana ayikakhutshwa ku-constitution. Njengamanje izano iyala i-devolution of power ngenxa yobuhwaba bethatha imali ezigabeni zakithi besiyazi zimidlale. Bese ngisithi umuntu obuya emathebeleleni nemigingi i-ground njengami siyakazikhohlisa ukuthi kukhona ongayizwa izano ukwezika khona khona abakwenze ngo-1983 bebulala abantu aba-more than 20,000 ama-cockroach. Bese ngisithi kutswangirayi, utswangirayi nguye owenza i-big mistake ukufaka ama-deputy angu-3 ilizwe elile-6 million namhlanje. Ma mbheka ngapha South Africa, one of the best country in the world, ilile more than 49 million lilo president lo deputy kwayi-4 okwe-MDC kube yi-3 okwezanu ngokwane elizwini elibolileli njengaleli ukuthi bazosebenza msebenzi kanye into abazoyenza. Bese sithe ebantwini bakithi abesindebeleni kudala lingodeputy alisincedi nalutho, iyafakwa kube yamadeputy throughout 37 years leke lifuna ukufaka ibe yibe-3 ngabesi-4 lizasinceda ngani? Ngiwabuza.
Ye, kodwa-ke nxa sukhangele-ke ubona ngani kuyalungiseka yini khonokho okuhluphe i-MDC, MDC Alliance namanye amabandla aphikisayo?
I-MDC ayifaka umuntu esindebeleni, izano ayifaka umuntu esindebeleni, abantu bengapha emhlubulweni eHarare is now 37 years abazange basinceda ngalutho. Siyahlupheka nge-leadership ethu yama-degrees, amaphepha ayi-useless angeke asinceda ngalutho. Ake sizameni abantu besindebeleni for the next 10 years sibone ukuthi bangama-failure zingabhula lapha nala. Okwe-MDC angeke kuphele ngokuthokozana uQumo Uyale, uMjuru Uyale, uChamisa Uyale, uTswangira uyasigula ezinta nabantu South Africa. Kule khonapha e-South Africa i-election yitinqi, MDC vela muntu ozangena.
Siyabonga kakhulu enkomo ongadinwa kusasa baba Nkomo.
Thank you very much. Bese ngiqina ngokuthi sicela ibizo likamgabe emathebeleni liphume ngoba wabulala abantu bakithi more than 20,000 asilifuni outright.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu enkomo baba. So that is Mr. Nkomo. He's saying that ZANU-PF is always having the upper hand when it comes to election time. And he says there are certain statutes that are still there in Zimbabwe's books, like POSA and AIPA. Towards elections, these are pet laws, according to him. And then he says devolution of power has been put in the back burner, so no one is talking about it. ZANU-PF doesn't like it. So to people in Matabele and in other places, they like it. Then he says Gukura owned the atrocities. Mr. Mnangagwa, according to him, he's got a lot of burden on that issue. So he's not electable due to that. And he says Tswangirai himself made a very big mistake by appointing 3 deputies. Why did he do that? And he says there's another issue. That's the last issue that he mentioned. Putting Debeles up front. He says they've been deputies for a long time. Why not them becoming leaders of various parties? Maybe you can go to Mr. Mkwananzi and pose a question there.
This issue of 3 vice presidents, I think it's aching a lot of people.
Let's hear what our Yes, I'll say it.
Mr. Mkwananzi, are you there? Mr. Mkwananzi?
Mr. Mkwananzi?
I think we've lost
him. Mr. Mkwananzi, are you still on the line or you are not there? Are you there? I think we've got a deadline there. Mr. Mkwananzi, you are gone?
Nicola, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, now we can hear you. Yes. Go ahead, Mr.
You heard what the other speakers were saying. What do you say about the issue of the vice presidents? What do you say about the issue of the leadership of ZANU-PF that is tainted and he has got a lot of baggage around him to be a national leader? Give us your view on that, sir.
Let me start by reacting to the things that Gaule has been saying, you know, trying to praise Mnangagwa, deodorizing, you know, a pig, trying to clean it. You know, let's be frank, Mnangagwa is not the right person for Zimbabwe or any country for that matter. He is totally clueless. He is unelectable. You would remember that even at constituents level, he was beaten several times by, you know, Blessing Kabundo in Kwekwe until he had to relocate to a new constituency that he created from nowhere called Zimbabwe. Now, coming back to his capacity and ability to run the country, his only qualification as president of Zimbabwe today is that he is a thief. A thief who is trusted by the military.
Let's say military allegedly involved, Mr. Mkwananzi, allegedly.
Which has been involved in lots of, yes?
Allegedly, a thief, allegedly, right?
Well, as a politician, that's how I'm going to put it. It's up to the newspapers to use allegedly. Okay.
We'll use it now, yes.
Yes. So his only qualification is that he will protect those in the military who have been doing lots of shenanigans because they were scared that if a new dispensation came, then they were going to be investigated and they were going to lose a lot in terms of what they amassed illicitly over the past 37 years. That's the reason why they did not want any person, even within ZANU-PF, they could not trust to take care of them and their future, as well as you know, the wealth that they've amassed. For anyone to say that he has demonstrated, well, that's the word that Gaule kept saying. He has demonstrated that. What has he demonstrated? He has demonstrated nothing except cluelessness. Making promises that he has been making. I tell you, this man, the fact that the West, because that's one of the things that he's using as a point that is suitable, that the West loves him. The moment the Western countries fall in love with you, they would have discovered a certain weakness which they can exploit. And believe you me, the man has so many of such faults, and Zimbabwe is very soon going to be mortgaged to the West. And his call that come and invest, this and that, and even, you know, pledging to take back the land to the white people, he is reversing what was otherwise a very revolutionary, you know, epoch, which was accomplished, unfortunately, under the wrong person, Robert Mugabe. It's something that he should not tamper with. He should be bringing in money or revolutionizing the economy so that it can produce and make Zimbabweans stay home instead of flying to all directions of the globe. So he has not done anything and is not going to do anything. Like somebody pointed out, he has been in the cabinet of that country for 37 years. There's never been a time when he was out of the cabinet. And when you're in the cabinet, there is what is called the collective responsibility. If somebody, whether it's Minister of Finance or brings a policy, economic policy, that this is what we... You debate, and if you can't win your debate, then you take responsibility for it. So he is responsible for all the chaos, all the meltdown, everything that Robert Mugabe has achieved or not achieved for Zimbabwe. He cannot be exonerated on the basis that he was not president. Thank you. Now, coming back to the issue of vice presidents and the marginalization of Ndebele speaking people in the governance in Zimbabwe.
Yes, briefly, well, Mr. Nkwanazi, briefly, yes. Go ahead, hello? Mr. Nkwanazi. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I was saying that when it comes to the issue of the deputies in all the other parties where you find them, you know, any attempt to form a party, people from the western side of the country are allocated positions of deputy. This is entrenched in our history. There is what I would call a lack of a trust. There is no mutual trust between the two major ethnic groups in Zimbabwe. There is still a feeling that Ndebele people are not yet ready, you know, to take care of Zimbabwe at that level. They might revenge what Robert Mugabe did to them in the early 80s. So they are kept as deputies because they are being feared. People fear what they did to them, and they think that putting them in charge might give them an opportunity to revenge. But I don't think that's the case. People should not fear that. It may actually work as a way of, you know, paying back to them, to say, get an opportunity to run the country, and that will atone a lot in terms of the anger of exclusion and marginalization that has taken place in that country for this long.
Thank you, Mr. Mkwanazi. Mr. Mkwanazi, just briefly, let's take a caller and we'll come back to you. I think we've got a caller on the line.
Yes. Muchiri Pafone Rap. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Sorry, Mama Kateri Razanga Storwa, Saka Tatisna Kukanganwai. Taurazenu.
No, I said that my Monday, Joe, and that's not with the But in any sense, that's the good vanhu pavakaenda mustreet vechidemonstrator vechiita zvese zvavanga vachiita vaida kurwira kuti Mnangagwa atonge nyika kana kuti aida kurwira kuti nyika igadzirisike ivo vozosarudza mutungamiriri wavanoda.
He's asking what, you know, when the people flooded the streets during that changeover, was it because they wanted the leadership, the new leader, or is it because they were happy that there was going to be an opportunity for people to choose the one leader that they wanted, a leader that they
unfortunately wanted? Right now we cannot respond to that because you know, politics is a game where people have got a certain given agenda.
Yes.
And so for us to actually give
imi hamuna kuenda kupanze kuno kunopemberera musi iwoyoyo.
And ini handina kundopemberana kuti ndiri kunze kwenyika saka taingoita zvokungonzwa kuti ndozvirikitika ende tese takafara tichinzwa kuti ndozvirikitika nekwatai tiri kunze kwenyika taitopemberera kuti Zimbabwe yanaka but handizvo zvatakaitira zvatakaindira mascript handizvo zvazviri zvakazoitika handizvo zvirikitika futi tizvozvi takuona sekuti zvinhu zvaakutanga futi kudzokera futi kumashure kune iyai government yanga iriko futi ndozvangofanana futi futi zvakarwira vanhu vechipemberera murodhi handizvo izvozvo masoja akuita basa rokuro vanhu kumaruzevha vakita sese ofuchi ndo vakashandiswa futi.
Motions are doing he's saying the things that people were expecting did not materialize. We are going back to the same old situation where the army is always pushing people around just like they are doing now, and that most of the things that are being done by this government is just a continuation of what was being done before. So really there was no need for all this euphoria that there's going to be change because there is no change in evidence at all.
Before we get to Mr. Kaule, we've got another caller.
Yes.
Baba Msunduzwa, kunjani? Baba Msunduzwa, awusekwe cingweni, ngizokutwa cingo lwakhe sekukhumekile. Siyaqondisa, siyakuthinta kukhona apho mnumzana. Sibuyele, Baba Kaule, ukhona cingweni? Yes, yes, abantu sibili bathi, Mnangagwa, lokho esikhuluma ngakho ukuthi nguye ongangena nje engena egijima njalo uthandwa ngabantu batha kunjalo kukhona okunengi okumele aqala akukhulume njalo akuxolise ebantwini. So sicela nje briefly siyakunika 1 minute urisponde lapho sibese sikhuluma labanye abantu.
Ya mbona ngani abantu labo ababa bekhuluma ngaleyo ndlela hayi bavunyelwe ngokulilungelo labo ukuthi bakhulume ngokwe khonapho. Kodwa ukuthi iqiniso abalithandi njalo abantu zwelizwisisa. Kodwa kukhangele kithi kuthe kunangagwa ngesikhathi umgabe esephumile laphana abantu ba-celebrator. Kodwa ku-celebrateni kwabo at the same time babedlala emadolobheni nawazinibulawayo ngalelo lami. Emgwaqweni nangabantu babegida ingoma kutonga kwaro, kutonga kwaro, kutonga kwaro. Begida ingoma zonke zazihlatshelwa all ngabe ilizwe lonke leHarare yayihlatshelwa even nakwi-inauguration kamnangagwa laphana wawuthi ungayisusa ingoma yathi kutonga kwaro i-stadium sinyikinyeki. Angazi ukuthi bayithi ukutonga kwaro garwe umnangagwa yena ongwakhe xa babemgidela beenza njalo abantu begijima yonke indawo beyihlabela bekhonisa yonke indawo bejabula ukuthi naw uyagcutshwa namhlanje umuntu lo babekhangele lutshintsho abantu
babesikubamba umlomo kolapho. So all what he says is that many people celebrated when umnangagwa was inaugurated. So he says people love him. Siye kubaba umsunduzwa lapho Ndlovu. Ndlovu kunjani?
Landile kusija kodwa.
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Akutsho ngodaba lolu wona ulibona njani?
Eh ngokuvume yakho Dube ngiqale mbulo si guest yakho Mr. Gawule lapho wayengutisha wami lapho wamfundisi.
Ah ubone ke Gawule bakubingelela baba. Ye qhubeka ke ngamafutshane. Siyakunika 1 minute lawo.
Eh kuyamangaza indaba ye-MDC ngendlela ehobhana ngakhona. Ngicabanga ukuthi manje singamukokwesi-4 ubonisa ukuthi basale isikhathi sokudlala noma bengavotelwa bawini okubonisa ukuthi basozo sifanga sethi isikhundla sikapresident. Ngendlela abayenza ngakhona okusho ukuthi bagcina i-ZANU PF idolo ukuthi mayiqhubeke isembusweni.
So kodwa bazali futhi iyayiqethisa khonapho ngamafishane.
Ngibuye futhi ngize ngapha la kubaba umnangagwa ngisiyamuzwa uyakhuluma kahle. Uyenza zonke nje izinto esizibona izimpawu engathi uzothembisa ukuthi lezi uzolulungisa kodwa besicela phela ukuthi engabi kathi uyenza so kathi ukhwezela ibhotoza lithimu aselivuthiwa liphaka lidla yedwa. Ngenxa yesikhathi ke Dube hayi ngiyabonga khona lapho.
Hayi sibonge kakhulu Ndlovu ungadinwa kusasa baba.
Siyabonga Ndlovu.
So all what he's saying is that Mr. Mnangagwa shouldn't be greedy, you know. He knows that he's cooking a lot of good stuff. After cooking that stuff, he shouldn't run with the pot to the mountains. So it doesn't want it to happen that way.
We have a lot of expressions today.
Yes, do we have a caller?
We have a caller, Mr. Lloyd Kambanje. Mukoma Lloyd Kambanje, Muripoere.
Oh, Muripoere.
I was Chirinani Zedu, Chirinani Chaizo. Pindai Munyaya Chinze. Pindai Nungchirongwa.
Hello.
Yes, Tukukunzwai. Okay. Tiri kukunzwai zvakanaka chose. Pinda henyu muchirongwa.
So the line has been cut. So let's go immediately to Mr. George Mkwananzi. Baba Mkwananzi, usakhona ecingweni?
Ngikhona mfowethu, ngikhona.
So ke nxa sesikhangeleke iway forward yamabandla aphikisayo lapha baba. Ubona ngani kumele kwenziweni kwezithi kulungiswe kokukhona kokuhluphayo? Sibacela abaMDC ukuthi babuye lapha babuyanga. Sibone ngani uhlupho luqhubekela phambili, qhubeka usiya phambili. So kumele kwenziweni ukuthi kulungiswe konke lokho?
Njengoba kusobala ikakhulu ngapha ngakumabandla aphikisayo ukuthi bayehluleka ukuphuma nomuntu abangamethemba ikakhulu kubandla le-MDC. Ngibona ngathi kuzavoxa ngoba kuzalenza leli bandla ngoba noma mina ngingayisiyo ingxenye yabo kodwa ngiyakuthanda ukuthi baku-opposition njalo uma abantu bengamanyana nabo kunokukhona umahluko othile ongaphuma. Njengoba thina sinayo i-candidate esobale yasongumuntu wonke futhi kungekho ukubangisana yazi kungaba kuhle ukuthi abantu be-MDC babuye bazokhothamela uJoyce Mduru simfake as u-presidential candidate ozomelana nomnangagwa.
Kunama-advantage
amaningi kakhulu lokho.
Yes, sengi-restricta lapha sili 1 minute silitshayile baba. So Mr. Mkwananzi is saying that the MDC activists should actually join the other group, you know, and come and vote for Mrs. Joyce Mduru. So I think he's confident that Mrs. Mduru can choke out a victory there. Silo baba ke uThomson ecingweni. Thomson kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba, Dube kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu, isikhathi asisekho sibili. 1 minute phose lapho khonapho.
Yebo baba, mina ke inkulumo yami baba igcine kakhulu ukuba bomnankagwa lo okhuluma ngaye ngithi. Ukuthi ubaba bomnankagwa yebo singaba nethemba lokuthi uzoshintsha izinto. Kodwa ke akakashintshi izinto, ma akakwazi ukushintsha izinto engakaye esindebeleni wakhulumisana nabantu abamoshela ngesikhathi sombhuqazi. Ngabona uma engalungisa leyo ndaba kuqala, then lokho okunye okulandelayo sesingaba nethemba kuye ngoba okanye selungise inkinga yethu amaNdebele kakhulu. Ngoba njengamanje nobaba uNkomo ukhulume kathi ukuthi esindebeleni abantu bakithi bahlala bengabasekeli njalo, abakaze banikeze ithuba lokuthi babe ngabaphathi nababashona balandela emuva, babona ukuthi amaNdebele aphatha kanjani, ahluleka kuphi njalo azama ngakuphi. I understand. So yinto ebesikhalela kakhulu ukuthi nale devolution of power le abayala ukuthi bayilungisise isebenze. Thina kakhulu esiNdebele iyasiqala ngoba sinomnotho omkhulu kakhulu ukuthi naphasi. So kwenza bayane ukuthi bayazi ukuthi bona bangamasela bayatshontsha ngale behambise ngale kumele. So if benganikeza umuntu esiNdebele ukuthi aphathe, kungaba kubi ngoba ngike basathola lutho, I understand. Kodwa into enkulu kakhulu ukuthi ake basinikeze ithuba lokuthi siphathe nathi nabuzwa ngabasekeli bethu.
Awubonike, siyabonga kakhulu baba Thompson Dlana. Anti sibonga ngudlana anjo.
Yebo ngudlana baba.
Sibonga kakhulu ungadinga kusasa mnumzana. So Mr. Thompson Dlana is saying that before Mr. Mnangagwa thinks about being elected, especially in regions like Matabeleland and the Midlands provinces, he should actually address the issue of the Kukuraundi atrocities. If he doesn't do that, he must forget about any kind of vote from that region. Maybe Mr. Kaole can react to that.
Are you there, Mr. Kaole?
Yeah, that
issue keeps coming back. What do you think of what has just been said about Mr. Mnangagwa and his lack of addressing the issue of the Kukuraundi atrocities? What do you think?
I think my president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, I think we all know that a few weeks ago, he talked about this issue to say this must be addressed, and he would want to see this matter addressed, and that is what the government is doing, and the government is going to do something about this. It's engaging these other people to do the work, especially the traditional leaders, chiefs, and other people. Remember, there is a ministry that is responsible for that, that is handling that matter. Mm-hmm. And really, this matter is going to be addressed once and for all, and so that this matter is brought to an end.
Thank you. Really,
what I want to repeat is that really, it's a concern to everyone, especially in Matabeleland, and really, something is going to be done by this government, then the better for the good of our nation.
Thank you so much,
and
Mr. Kaole.
We cannot run away from that.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kaole. 30 seconds, Mr. Mkwananzi, your last word. I think Mr. Mkwananzi is gone. So maybe we may say thank you for joining us today. But before we leave, I think I have to read one or two messages from our callers and our viewers. So one of the people that sent us a message is Engelbert. He says, for the MDC Alliance, we believe that all is gone. They've actually missed an opportunity to displace ZANU-PF from power. Why are they squabbling over a lost kind of piece of meat on the table? Then we've got another guy who says, my name is Angel, who is a woman. Says, for all that the MDC has been about, we don't believe that they're doing the right thing. Sorry, we are out of time. I think we have to leave it here. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Believe Kaole, who is a ZANU-PF member and is based in Cholocho District, that is Matabele North Province. We also thank Mr. George Mkwananzi, spokesperson of the People's Democratic Party, led by Lucia Matimbinga. He is also a member of the People's Rainbow Coalition. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
And I'm Tadano Kawande, hoping that we meet again right here on Studio 7 Live Talk. Good night.